This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price spent Monday at the White House, where President Trump unveiled his $1.5 trillion infrastructure plan. She's back in North Texas now. Betsy Price, thanks for coming in.
I'm delighted to be here, Rick. Thanks for having me.
During the 2016 election season, you didn't have much to do with Donald Trump. Now you're a, quote, fantastic friend. What happened?
Well, you know, obviously, Fort Worth is a very conservatively led city. And having been a Republican office holder, while mayors are nonpartisan, I was a Tarrant County tax assessor as a Republican. Mm-hmm. And he's the president. He understands Fort Worth's one of the largest cities in the nation that's conservatively led and one of the largest cities led by a woman.
Do you consider him a fantastic friend?
There's a lot of hyperbole there, I think.
The president called this a $1.5 trillion plan, but he's only tossing in $200 billion of federal money. Is it realistic to expect states and local governments to come up with way more than $1 trillion?
Well, if you spread that out across the nation, it's not that much. I don't know that it's totally realistic, but you got to remember that historically, cities and states fund about 70% to 76% of infrastructure anyway, with a 20 to 25% match from the feds. This is a start, Rick. It's a very robust infrastructure conversation that we really haven't had this kind of focus from administration since way back when Eisenhower brought on the interstate projects.
Now, you made that comparison, that Eisenhower to Trump comparison. You really believe that?
Well, I really believe the focus on infrastructure is as strong as it was then. I do. And we've seen prior administrations focus on infrastructure, but we haven't had the steady growth that this country has had, particularly our region, the Fort Worth-Dallas region, mm-hmm. has seen incredible growth. And we need somebody to say, we're going to give you the flexibility. We're going to try to cut through the red tape. I'm thrilled about the prospect of reducing the environmental process and many of the others. When it takes 10 years to clear a road project or a water project, the cost of that project is now gone over the top. So our precious dollars are being spent needlessly.
But a lot of people would argue that there is a precious other part of this, protecting the environment, and that's the reason those protections are there.
I think that the precious part of protecting it is valid, but I think that you can do them both together.
A few days back, Glenn Whitley, the Tarrant County judge, ripped into the Republicans dominating the Texas legislature. His point, Austin was making decisions assuming counties and cities would raise property taxes, 14% over 2 years. Isn't that the same kind of thing that's going on with this proposal? The federal government is essentially forcing states and localities to...
No, I don't see it that way. And Glenn's point was actually about the budget. The state budget mm-hmm. assumes that schools will raise it because Austin has cut school funding. I don't see this the same situation coming out of Washington at all.
You were the only Texan in that room Monday, and so many Texas Republicans have railed against toll roads. And yet this proposal, there's actually a line in it that is mm-hmm. encouraging toll roads. How do you square that?
You know, the toll roads have really become a political hot potato. Mm-hmm. People are giving a lot of lip service to this, but we have been incredibly successful in the Metroplex, particularly on the western side with I-35. I'm not a big fan of toll roads either, but I'm a big fan of how they've helped us. We've been able to add on I-35 the managed lanes,
right.
And having that leverage against that private dollar has allowed us to redo and expand I-35 on the free lanes too. So now you've got the option. You can use the toll lanes or you can use the free lanes.
Yet
if in a perfect world, we wouldn't have to do that, but we don't have a perfect world.
Yet the governor and the lieutenant governor and the legislature have essentially said no more toll roads.
And TxDOT is carrying that out. And I think Prop 7 and Prop 1 that both passed 2 years ago or 3 years ago will allow Texas to have some money to leverage against this federal funds outside of tollways.
You're a Republican who's made her name through fiscal responsibility as tax assessor and as mayor. When you see a trillion-dollar tax cut and a trillion-dollar infrastructure plan and projections in that Trump budget for more than $7 trillion in deficits over the next decade, don't you worry about a backlash here?
There could be, but I also worry about our roads and bridges and the growth. Look at how much bigger we are now than we've ever been. We got to figure out a way to fund that growth and a way to manage the roads and the bridges here.
Betsy Price, Mayor of Fort Worth, thanks for coming in and
Thank
welcome
you,
back to Texas.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be back in our hometown.